All right, so here we are for the second report from the Kids Read Comics Extravaganza. Now I am talking with a bunch of my students from the Explorers School. To my right, as if anybody can see him, is Jalen.
Hey.
And Christian.
Hello.
Cece.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hi.
Oh, Rachel, who loves unicorns. So you guys have been doing sketches for us all day. What kind of sketches have you drawn? What have you drawn?
Pokemon.
What Pokemon?
Mostly Pokemon.
Yeah? Why do you squint your eye when you say that?
Little children
it's Pokemon.
Like Pokemon give her a twitch in the eye.
I don't understand Pokemon. Like, I've only seen... Like, I never watched the show, and I've only seen... Like, I've only seen people play the game.
The only episode
I've only played, like, 15 minutes of the game.
The only episode I ever watched is the one where they go and wind up getting eaten by a giant jigsaw.
Well, but welcome to the world of doing sketches at conventions where you draw a lot of things that you never thought you'd draw before. But you did draw on the art wall. You drew a beautiful unicorn running away. I already posted that image online.
Okay.
So, Jalen, what have you been drawing?
A lot of Star Wars. A lot of Sonic the Hedgehog, surprisingly.
You draw a mean Sonic the Hedgehog, though. The kids were very happy with that for him.
Let me think. A lot of random stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah? And are you tired? Because you guys got an event coming up.
I've got a whole bunch coming up still, too. With this and then afterward.
Oh, anyway. Boy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you guys are doing a quick draw event at 4:30, right?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wake up, Rachel.
Yeah. Hey, I'm only in half the class.
So explain what you're going to do for your quick draw.
Quick draw is...
Yeah? What are you going to do? You described it well, Cece. What did you describe it as?
We would quickly draw.
Yeah, but you called it the telephone game.
Oh, it's a little bit like telephone dictionary.
Yeah. Where you do what? So, like, you go up first, and what do?
You draw one thing, and then give the writing utensil to the next person, and then, without saying what your idea is, the next person will... add to it whatever they think should be next.
So, like, if you were to draw, say, a person with a shovel digging a grave, then you'd pass it off to Jalen, which he would draw...
the shovel striking back and smack him in the forehead.
So it's an improv game. It's an improv game where you're showing people building story on the fly, right? Yeah, sure. And then it gets handed off to Rachel, who usually adds... an evil cat, right? Or
possibly a zombie.
Yeah, a zombie coming out of the grave. So that'll be fun. I hope you guys should drink some soda or something to get some energy up for it.
I'm really tired.
I brought throwback.
Oh, there we go. So
I would kill you for it. I couldn't figure out what I was going to say.
You would, but I have a sharp pencil.
So
I have a foot.
So we're all tired. But I hope we can get our energy back up because we got to go in for round two in a few minutes here. So, but thank you guys for all of the work that you've been doing for us today. I really appreciate
it. It's really fun. I want to do it again.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Even though you're tired?
Yes. I want to do it again.
Cece, say something that's not sassy.
Hey. Yes, I'm having fun.
Oh, good. Jalen, you better say you're having fun.
All
right, cool. So signing off, this is Jersey.
Jalen.
Christian.
Cece.
Rachel.
Okay, bye.